music.
Have y'all ever wondered why does 7-Eleven have locks on their doors when they're open 24/7? I'm just wondering. Now, are Kirk Franklin and Plies really the same people? Because I sort of think they are. I'm just wondering. It's time for Jess Wondering with me, Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
Today, we declare it National Madhouse Day. Clap it up, clap it up, clap it up. Yay. And yeah. We are asking Madhouse Nation, what are things that make you mad? What are things that really grind your gears? Power 98, good morning.
I hate to see when there's someone walking down the street with their child, and they walking so fast that they got the little child running. They don't stop because the baby a break. The baby is just running. They not paying attention. Just all into the phone.
You know what? I'm the opposite. What really, really makes me mad is when people take their time walking across the street. Like, they think that their body is stronger than a car. I hit you.
Pedestrians have the right of way here in North Carolina.
That was two separate instances.
Yes,
I know.
She was just talking about pulling the child.
I understand. But what I'm saying is what really... Have y'all ever been there? Like, people... Yeah. And they're not even in the crosswalk.
Yeah, they just walking.
They just walking.
Like, hit me?
Oh, I beeps the horn.
Oh, I hate that.
I don't even beep the horn. I ride right up to your knee.
Oh, I call you a fake Uber.
I hit you.
Right to the knee.
Do that.
Miss Jessica had this happen in the airport that we was in the LAX, and this they left the baby. I think they was trying to leave the baby in the airport burping. I mean, the parents was like probably five gates ahead. The baby was at eye gate, and Jessica was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Somebody's left their child. Where's your parents?
Was she loud? Were you loud?
Listen.
Jessica, I went and found the parents.
Jessica was the loudest.
Did they not know that they left the baby?
Listen, you know how Jessica, when she is, she gets dramatic. Oh, my God, Larry, somebody left their baby.
Time out.
Where are your parents?
You know how Larry is when he is telling the story. You know how he'll over-exaggerate.
So you went like that, Jessica?
So listen.
You went like that?
It was a little kid in LAX.
Look.
In LAX. It was packed in LAX. And the little kid was just walking around. And my concern was the parents were walking ahead. Anybody could have gone up and grabbed that baby.
They wanted
anybody
baby
could have snatched that baby. So I was like, where is these children? Where is this baby's parents? And I went and found the parents.
I told Jessica, leave that little white baby.
Oh, Lord.
And I went looking for that little white baby's parents.
You can't say leave a little white baby.
But that's what happened. They left the baby.
Now we're about to get an email. Somebody going to send us a Facebook message.
Not in front of me. You're not going to leave your babies behind in front of me.
I said before they say you trying to snatch the baby, leave that white baby alone.
And then they going to turn around like they were right. Like, we knew where he was. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. He over here in my terminal.
They have on them shoes that ain't got no name on it. Them little hiking shoes.
Bye, Burpee. Good morning.
Hey, you know what makes me mad? People cut you off in traffic.
I think that makes everybody mad. Yeah. Don't cut me off in traffic, please. I might have did it once or twice. Good morning.
Good morning, my beautiful people. Like, damn, give me that, give me that. So, let me tell y'all what makes me mad. I don't get mad. I don't like rude people. Like, how you going to sneeze in your hand and then think you going to touch me?
That ain't even rude. That's just nasty.
Nasty.
That's
Wait,
just nasty.
Hold on, but you said you don't get mad, but you just told us what make you mad.
Yeah, well, you know. Good morning.
Okay, can I see y'all what made me mad? You know what made me mad? Especially like in the morning time when you get to work or you could just be out talking to somebody and they talking to you and they know they breath stink. And then they'll say, sometimes they'll be like, oh, my bad, I know I probably got a little tar, you got some gum. Then they ask you for some gum after. That right there, that made me mad.
I know that's right.
Listen, everybody,
right,
you know when your breath stink because you can taste it.
Yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah.
You really? You can taste your stank breath.
You be like, let me at least drink something.
You can. You know when you got plain air in your mouth.
Don't you cover it up.
let me drink something. Good morning.
Good morning. You know what really grinds my gears? Somebody staring in my face. What are you looking at? Do you know me? Do I got something in my eyes? Do I got something in my nose? What are you staring at? I've been noticing that a lot lately. I literally be in Family Dollar at Food Lion standing in the complete wrong direction from people staring me in my face. That is one of my biggest pet peeves that people need to mind their business.
I'm sorry you so beautiful, baby. People want to stare in your face.
Now,
I'm sorry. Look, mean ass. She mean?
I would like to apologize to her because I might be one of those people that stare. I'm a people watcher.
No, you're nosy. There's a difference.
But when I get in places, like when I'm in the club and things like that, it's so much that goes on in a club.
She said Family Dollar.
Oh, it's so much that goes on in the supermarket. You just got to pay attention. I am a people watcher when I'm out. So you might catch me staring sometimes.
I got some stuff I added to my
list.
That's
a bad habit.
Wait, how you going to ask that?
Because I keep thinking of stuff that makes me mad.
We just asked you for one, Larry.
You said, what makes you mad? You didn't give me a limit.
Well, I'm giving you one now.
Well, I got three more.
Look at no limit.
People that don't get off the phone.
What do you mean?
Like if I keep if I'm in the conversation,
yes.
And you keep prolonging the conversation, man, get off the phone.
But I'ma holla at you later. Man.
Oh yeah, and one more thing. Let me tell you this. Before
come
I go.
Over,
no, don't tell me nothing.
That goes for mamas, daddies, uncles, cousins,
that's
brothers,
my mama
sisters,
right there.
Everybody.
My
get off the phone, man. I got something to do.
That's my mama.
I hate takers. I hate people that always want something from you, and they'll never want to give you nothing.
I don't like that either.
But they always want something. Yeah. Always want something. And last but not least, I don't like people that don't like to share.
That don't like to share?
Yeah, especially women.
You need to get your life together. You know what? Hey, nosy neighbors, Miss Jessica, the girl next door, here with